And joining us live in the air right now, Rich Masson and Jermaine Gemberling up in Sparta, Minnesota, some of our favorite guests here on the Roadhouse, joining us live virtually for over the magic of the interwebs. And also they're on Facebook Live on WTIP's Facebook page as well, so you can check them out there. Rich and Jermaine, how are you doing?
We're doing all right.
Doing good. We're holding up here.
All right. Sounds great. I know you're both very busy with lots and lots of YouTube stuff. That sounds like a lot of fun, but maybe it's a lot of work at the same time.
Yeah, it's however much work we want to make. Sometimes it's more elaborate. Depends on how much work we do during the day. Like, the weather's been so nice that we're outside all day, and nighttime is for playing music and, you know, I'll come in here and mess around with lights and sounds, and it's like going to a gig and getting set up, and it's been really therapeutic. It's been a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I bet you need that just to break the monotony of everything else. Let's start out with the song here. Let's try this out.
Okay, this is a song from our Totem album that came out last year. Track 2. This is called All Minor to Me. You ready, Jermaine?
I'm ready.
2, 3, 4.
The magic of radio. Thank you for painting a picture there, Jermaine, for us.
Woo! Good to see it happen.
People probably saw that on Facebook Live right now. Cool. Rich Masson, Jermaine Gemberling joining us here on the air on the Roadhouse, and also they're streaming on WTIP's Facebook page, so you can see them up from the place in Sparta Sound. Now, did I see that there was a lot of demolition happening up there earlier this winter, or something's changed, or is some new addition?
There's nothing new going in. They just took out a bunch of these old houses that were back there.
Oh,
it's just
man.
Part of the whole mining culture. The leases were up on the land, and the people had to move off. And 5 years later, there's all these empty houses, and they're just all dilapidated. And, you know, if I was a bear, I'd go hibernate in one.
Yeah, that sounds like a cozy place to hibernate. I saw those photos, and I thought you guys had, like, demolished your studio for a second.
Oh, no.
Oh, there's all kinds of confusion. See, I grew up on the Iron Range, and I've seen a lot of little villages get demolished, and then there's a big hole in the ground where Spruce Hill used to be, or Chicken Town, you know. It's a big hole in the ground there now.
Chicken Town, that sounds like a cool place to be.
But from what I've been told, they're not going to be mining here in Sparta.
They're just sitting on a reserve.
Yeah.
And they don't want to renew the leases.
But the studio is on private property, and we're staying. We're real happy here, and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's very good to hear. We just, earlier on the air, we had a group that just recorded an album up with you guys, One Less Guest. So.
Oh, sweet, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're a great band.
Yeah, really talented.
Yeah, that sounded really good.
Great band.
We just talked about the YouTube stuff you've been doing, Rich, and that's been pretty much every night of the week, it seems like. This seems
every day since March 20th.
I will, yes. Yes.
Jermaine's made it out to a couple episodes. I'll do three or four songs, and some days I'll do nine songs and just stockpile them a little bit and take a day off, but I don't know. It's just... It was my sister's birthday, and I was going to go live on Facebook, and I did a little sound check, and it sounded terrible, so I decided I was going to just record it on YouTube and send it to her for her birthday. I was like, hey, I'll just do it this way. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, and it sounds like you've been playing a lot of songs that maybe it's been a couple decades since you brought them out.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of old stuff and a lot of covers, kind of half and half between covers and originals. Just spanning my whole illustrious career.
And Jermaine, what have you been up to? Anything musical or anything crazy happening?
Yeah, well, we have been still working on our new record, which we hope to share with the world at some point soon here. So we've been working on that, some new songs, and getting seeds started for our garden and getting ready for this next season as much as we can since we're home all the time. But yeah, occasionally joining Rich for some of these live episodes, but yeah.
Just... We've got all our vegetables ready to go. Jermaine's been gardening like crazy.
I really have.
Oh yeah?
It's been indoor greenhouse.
Yeah, yeah, I got a major greenhouse going.
Well, you'll be stocked up with vegetables if this stay-at-home quarantine lasts indefinitely,
so
you'll be set.
Right.
And don't tell anybody, but there's a lot of prairie chickens out in these Sparta woods.
Well, it's right by Chicken Town.
Yeah.
So. Right.
They're big.
We've been seeing a lot of grouse around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do their drumming. It's so awesome. Our dog likes to scare them up in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Is that Minnie?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. How's she doing?
She's doing great. She's wondering why nobody's coming in and seeing us anymore.
Oh, no.
We've had some company just out by the fire. You know, somebody will stop by and we'll let the dog out to see them. And she's like, oh, my God, there are people out there.
They still
exist. She's the friendliest dog. Just a little love machine.
That's true. Rich Mattson and Jermaine Gemberling are joining us virtually with some live music right now. You can also go to WTIP's Facebook page and check out the live video streaming there. Let's do another song.
This is a brand new one that we're just getting together here. This is going to be on our next album. And we've got a lot of these tunes. And
we've never played this one live. So
it's sad because we don't get to rehearse with the band. But
yeah.
We got this one dialed here. This is called In Flight. One, two, three, four.
Well, you said that you
first time ever.
That was beautiful. Hey, this is Annie. Will and I traded for a little while here.
Yay, how are you, darling?
I'm great, how are you guys?
Good.
So fun to hear you. Thank you for doing this. That was beautiful. I love that song.
Thanks.
Tell us the name again.
In Flight.
In Flight. Lovely. That's really fun. So I had a question for listeners who might not know. Tell us a little bit about your studio and what you do there when we're not in quarantine.
Well, when we're not in quarantine, this is a full-time recording studio. It's kind of a rock and roll bed and breakfast. And it used to be a old Apostolic Lutheran church. And I came across it when I just got this lark. I was looking at properties on Iron Range, and I came across this little church out in the country. And I walked in, I just said, wow, this is perfect for a studio. I've been living in Minneapolis for 18 years recording music down there. And something brought me back up to Eveleth, where I grew up. And this is, it's just a great little space. People crash here, record here. They'll record a whole album in a weekend sometimes. But yeah.
That sounds like so much fun. So it's all together, the studio and the living space and everything?
Yeah. Yeah, we live here and make music and grow vegetables.
It sounds pretty idyllic. So is Sparta like a little satellite town near Eveleth?
It's a little suburb of Eveleth, I guess you could say. it's a couple miles out of town.
Okay.
And it's not, it used to be on the map. It was one of the original mining towns of the
location, but
But it became unincorporated early 1900s.
All right. Cool. That sounds like so much fun. I've heard stories from various musicians I know about going there, and they, say what a great experience it is.
A lot of fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we miss having people here.
I bet. I mean, I'm sure that's a huge change for you guys.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've always been kind of isolated out here, but whoa. Really isolated now.
Now you really are. So I know you've been doing these YouTube performances each day. Are you also doing a lot of writing?
Not a whole lot of writing. Are you writing anything, Jermaine?
I always have like things that are kind of just lurking. They might be like half finished, but yeah.
I mean, I started one. It was kind of like quarantine, blah blah blah, quarantine. And I kind of gave up on it.
It got too tedious.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure as the months wear on, we'll come up with something.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we'd love to hear some more here.
Sounds good.
Cool. This is a tune from Jermaine's Generator album. This one's called Hard and Plain.
All right.
We haven't done this one in a while either. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
time since I've been sitting outside, just pondering the sky.
There we go. Rich Matheson and Jermaine Gemberling here on the air, and that one was from Jermaine's Generator album. I still remember finding that at the Electric Fetus in Duluth and buying it on vinyl probably about like 6-7 years ago. So
I still have some left.
Oh, yeah. It was a really cool cover. It just had like the big G on it, and that's kind of why I bought it. I didn't think I had met either of you yet. So
thank you. This wonderful man, Doug Bratland made that. Doug Bratland. Yeah. And we were so thankful to his great idea.
Chaperone Records.
And Chaperone Records put that out. So. Well,
speaking of buying music, we actually just got a phone call here at the station. People want to know if you're up on Bandcamp.
Absolutely, yeah. Look up Sparta Sound on Bandcamp.
All right.
And I think there's about 20 different albums on there that are available with a lot of my different projects and Jermaine. And yeah, it's all on Bandcamp.
Some old Yeller from back in the day?
Yeah, some old Yeller.
That's good.
There's also a couple of Glenn Russell's albums. That's my band from the 80s.
Oh, man. Some deep,
that's even up there.
Deep dives. Well, they called because I think Bandcamp stopped. They started waiving their fees on Fridays, so all the money there goes to the artist there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, for the downloads.
I was going to ask,
downloading music.
Yeah, if you're still into that. I was going to ask if there's not many groups or no groups coming to the studio right now. Is there a way that you've been able to still work with musicians remotely, either like mixing or mastering things from a distance somehow?
I've had a couple of projects that I'm wrapping up, and so I've been working on that. And there's a lot of stuff that had to cancel, and it's just kind of heartbreaking because there's a lot of really good projects that I was going to start, and it's just everything's just canceled. A lot of really good gigs too. We were supposed to come up to Grand Marais the third weekend in March, but I got sick. I had a really bad flu, and they said don't come. You might have the COVID, and I'm like I think it's just the flu, but. We'll never know, really, because it came and went, and it lasted about 2 weeks. I was bad.
And we're glad that you're still with us. Then, if it was that,
I quarantined myself from him so good, I did not get it.
Yeah, I mean, just go out into the woods.
No, I just it was. I'm kind of a germaphobe. Yeah, cleaned a lot.
Yeah, it was awful. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I still have on the calendar, hoping that something good will happen, but man, it's just been nothing but bad news. And just doing these videos, I put a digital tip jar in the description on each video, and people are throwing into the tip jar online, and that helps a lot. So we're getting by. I don't know.
Well, hopefully the good news might be that once this is all over, you'll be ridiculously busy. And
yeah, I'm kind of afraid of that.
A totally different problem. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, Rich Matheson, the North Star, is usually a 4-piece band. What are the other two guys up to?
Well, Kyle, our bass player, he's a dad. He's got a couple of kids, and he's homeschooling, and he's keeping real busy with that. Keeley's got a family, too, and he's been busy homeschooling, and he's still working too.
Oh wow,
he's working at Home Depot.
Yeah, homeschooling is a whole other job on top of that as well, I would imagine.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we know a lot of people with kids that are having a blast with it.
I'm sure.
Keeping really busy. Yeah.
Well, we're joined right now by Rich Matheson and Jermaine Gemberling here doing a virtual live show for us here on the Roadhouse. We got time for a couple more songs. Let's do another one.
Okay.
Cool. Looking for a sign?
Sure. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. We'll be right back.
right. Rich Matson and Jermaine Gemmerling here on WTIP's The Roadhouse. That was Looking for a Sign. I have to say that's one of my favorites of your songs.
Oh, thank you.
Just love that one. Let's see. I'm Annie Passas. It's 6:45, and we are listening to Rich and Jermaine from Sparta, Minnesota, through the miracle of technology. Speaking of the miracle of technology, some of your other friends have joined you on YouTube, Rich. How does that work?
Oh, well, that's funny. A lot of people think we're doing that live, but what I've been doing is I'll send my friends the video, and then they'll play the video on a computer and listen on headphones and play along with it while filming themselves on a camera with a phone or something else. And so then they send what they filmed on the phone to me, and then I kind of put it in like an overdub.
Oh, that's cool. So it's like laying down a track, only in a different way.
Yeah, and it's just on iMovie. It's the kind of the cheesy program that comes with the computer, and it turns out looking pretty cool. I don't know.
The first time
I did it, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, this is so cool. Like somebody requested Heard It in a Love Song by Marshall Tucker Band. I'm like, hey, I gotta get my buddy to play flute on this. And he did it. And I just couldn't stop laughing.
What a blast. That must be fun for your friends as well.
It's really fun, yeah.
Now, did you know how to do that exact bit of technology before this whole thing started, or did you just figure it out?
Not at all. I just figured it out, and I'm still learning. And I'm finding things to do with that iMovie that are kind of neat. I don't know. I think it's neat. I mean, somebody said, looks like a dad playing with iMovie. I'm like, hey, come on.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
It's super fun. I have it on my phone even, and I can make videos on my phone. It's
yeah,
a blast.
There's a lot you can do with all that stuff. I mean,
that's cool.
We got time. So.
Yeah, you got time, that's for sure. And what's it been like there? Has it been pretty warm?
It's been beautiful.
Yeah, it's really just starting to get awesome.
Well, today it's raining. But that's a good thing because we just can't stay indoors if it's nice outside. We just find stuff to do.
Oh, yeah. Chopping wood.
Been cutting a lot of wood.
Projects.
Yeah.
Nice. That's great. Well, we would love to hear one or two more songs if you've got time.
Sounds great.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's do another one from Airplane Mode.
Okay. This
one's called Disappointed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Disappointed that it's not your place.
Beautiful. Jermaine Gemberling and Rich Matson joining us virtually from Sparta. Thank you so much, both of you. It was such fun to hear you and talk with you.
Thank you so much. So great to hear both of your
Thank
voices.
Thank you.
Take care of yourselves, and we'll hope to hear from you again soon.
Yeah, we hope to be back for Radio Waves.
Yeah, we hope so too.
Yeah.
Keep your collective fingers crossed.
Heck yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.